The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, time to dive into these notes on content marketing for tourism you've been compiling. Wow, you really weren't kidding around. Sounds like someone's gearing up for something big.
Looks like you've been doing your homework, especially on that whole content is king philosophy for tourism. Lots of highlighting there. Seems like that really struck a chord.
Well, it's everywhere you look these days.
Yeah.
But I get the feeling you're going for something a bit deeper than, you know, just plastering pretty pictures online, right? Your notes about moving beyond just getting found online really jumped out at me.
Yeah, it's more about being the perfect answer to a traveler's question right when they're searching for it. Picture someone daydreaming about their dream trip, your content. That needs to be their compass, their guiding light. And that's where quality beats out quantity every single time.
That makes a ton of sense. You wouldn't believe how many times I've disappeared down those internet rabbit holes researching trips. And you've got all these notes about those super specific niche articles, the ones that zero in on really granular questions. Smart.
Exactly. Think about it. 10 really insightful articles on something like, say, the best ethical wildlife encounters in Costa Rica. They're going to resonate way more with the right people than 100 generic top beaches posts, you know? You've even got eco-tours for solo travelers jotted down. Now, there's a phrase just begging for some serious SEO love.
So it's about laser focus, hitting right. That sweet spot of relevance. I even see SEO as my Everest, scribbled here. Sounds like you're ready to conquer that mountain. But there's this whole other layer you've tapped into here that I'm itching to unpack.
Let me guess. You mean the power of good old-fashioned storytelling. Those notes on injecting some personality into your online presence.
You know me. Always been a sucker for that human touch. You can't just hit people with facts and figures. Got to make them feel something. Speaking of, you got a note here about tourism businesses not all being cut from the same cloth. Thinking about what makes your tours stand out from the crowd.
100%. Travelers can smell authenticity a mile away. They want to connect with the heart and soul of a place, and that's where sharing your unique story packs a real punch.
You even highlighted a quote about humanizing travel brands.
Yeah.
So true. So what makes your tours feel personal? How do you bottle that essence and infuse it into your content? Now you're speaking my language. Anyone can book a cookie-cutter tour, but you're crafting something special, something with soul. I see you even scribbled, "Ditch the corporate jargon" in the margins here. Love it.
It's all about letting that passion flag fly. I noticed you've sprinkled your notes with ideas for showing the faces behind the brand, introducing your guides, giving sneak peeks behind the scenes of your tours.
You even mentioned putting together a mini documentary about that local artisan you collaborate with. How cool is that? Travelers would eat that up, that instant connection.
Exactly. Transforms the whole thing from a transaction into a genuine human experience. And you know, speaking of connection, your notes really highlight another crucial ingredient here, building trust.
So true. Taking a trip is a leap of faith, right? You're trusting someone with those precious vacation days and hard-earned cash. You've got to know they've got your back.
And that's where your content can do some serious heavy lifting. You've even starred that quote, something about showing, not telling. Couldn't agree more.
Actions speak louder than words. But how do we translate that into content that actually builds trust with potential travelers? You've underlined educational content about 100 times. What's the game plan there?
It's about establishing yourself as that go-to expert, that resource travelers can lean on. And you're already on the right track. You've got a whole section here about creating blog posts packed with sustainable travel tips and responsible wildlife tourism advice.
I can practically see those blog titles now. Packing light, while respecting local customs, that kind of thing.
Bingo! You're sharing your knowledge, your values, instant credibility boost. And hey, you didn't forget about the power of good old-fashioned testimonials either.
Oh man, those are pure gold. Nothing beats a genuine rave review from a fellow traveler.
Yeah.
It's like getting the thumbs up from someone who's been there, done that.
And you can really milk that, you know, by showcasing those testimonials strategically on your website, on your social media feeds. I even see user-generated content circled here. Thinking of encouraging travelers to share their experiences.
Oh, 100%. Imagine a dedicated hashtag for your tours, overflowing with travelers' photos and stories.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about social proof. But hold on, you've also got a note here about transparency. Color me intrigued.
Transparency is huge for building trust. It's about tackling those elephants in the room head on. You mentioned putting together a really comprehensive FAQ section. Brilliant.
Answer those burning questions before they even have to ask, right? Things like cancellation policies, safety protocols, even those funny travel mishaps we all have.
All of it. Addressing those concerns up front shows you're honest and straightforward. Goes a long way with people. But let's be real, not everyone who stumbles across your content is going to be ready to book a trip that second. That's where nurturing those leads comes into play.
You mean those folks who are dreaming of adventure but maybe aren't quite ready to take the plunge? How do we stay on the radar without, you know, overwhelming them?
Think of it like building a friendship. It's about nurturing the connection over time. You've highlighted email newsletters as a key strategy here. What are your thoughts on those?
Love a good newsletter. But it's got to be more than just a fire hose of promotions, right? You've got value-packed content jotted down. Tell me more.
It's about giving them something valuable. Insider travel tips, destination-specific playlists, heck, even recipes from your tours. You mentioned loving those Did You Know travel facts. Sprinkle those in.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Like sending little virtual postcards, keeping that travel bug buzzing. But you've also got remarketing highlighted here. That feels a tad more, you know, strategic.
It's that gentle nudge, reminding them of what caught their eye in the first place. Remember those photos you were gushing over? The ones from the Amalfi Coast?
Stunning. I swear, I can practically smell the limoncello.
Exactly. Someone's been eyeing your Amalfi Coast tours. Boom. Hit them with a well-timed ad. Those gorgeous photos may be a tagline like, ready to live la dolce vita. Could be all it takes.
Subtle, yet effective. Okay, but now for my favorite part, the free marketing. You've got a whole section dedicated to creating content that practically begs to be shared, letting your audience do the talking for you.
And why not, right? When people genuinely love what you're putting out there, they become your biggest fans, your best advertisers. I see you've even circled create content that begs to be shared. What's cooking in that brilliant mind of yours?
Well, I'm picturing eye candy, for starters. Those mouth-watering food pics from your culinary tours, those epic drone shots of secluded beaches, you know, the kind of stuff that makes people slam on the brakes mid-scroll and go, I gotta see this in person.
You're speaking my language. And don't underestimate the power of video either. Quick, shareable clips. Picture this. A traveler learning to make pasta from scratch with an Italian grandma. Or a time-lapse of a sunrise hike in the mountains.
See, that's just magic.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about those funny, relatable travel moments. Posts about navigating public transportation in a foreign country. Those expectation versus reality travel memes that are always blowing up. Pure gold.
Totally. Content that sparks joy, wonder, connection, you know, that's the good stuff, the kind of stuff people can't help but share. And here's the kicker. Combine that with clear calls to action, a simple tag a friend who needs to see this, or hit up our website to learn more, and you've got yourself an organic reach explosion.
From hearts to hashtags to happy customers. But let's be real, it's not all about the likes and shares. We want those bookings. You mentioned strategic content placement. How do we nudge those inspired travelers towards taking the leap?
It's all about weaving those calls to action into your content. Nice and natural. Landing pages are huge for that. Tell me more about what you've got in mind for those.
Okay, so I'm thinking a dedicated page for each tour. Right. But not just a boring list of bullet points. I want to take them there. Vivid descriptions of the markets, stories about the locals they'll meet, maybe even a curated playlist to set the mood.
Now you're talking. You're painting a picture with your words. It's an experience. And then, bam, strategically place that book your adventure button right in the thick of it all. Easy peasy.
And that same principle applies to blog posts, social media, the whole nine yards, right? Ditch the hope you enjoyed this post and try something like ready to see the magic for yourself. Click here to check out our tours.
Nailed it. It's a gentle nudge, not a push. You're inviting them to explore further. You've clearly been putting in the work. It shows.
Well, they say knowledge is power, right? Especially in this crazy world of content marketing, always changing.
Ain't that the truth? And speaking of knowledge, what's resonating most with you after all this? What's bubbling to the surface?
Honestly, it's the power of letting your own story shine through in everything you create. It's not just about showcasing a destination. It's about sharing your passion, your values, your why, creating those genuine connections. That's what makes people fall in love with travel.
Beautifully said. as you're building your content, ask yourself, how can I get more of myself, more of my experiences, more of my love for these places into everything I create? That's the magic formula, letting your true self shine.
It's like they say, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
Yeah.
And my why is sharing this incredible transformative power of travel with the world.
And I have a feeling you're going to do just that. With your dedication to crafting amazing, engaging content.
I'm so ready for the adventure. Well, there you have it, everyone. Another deep dive in the books. Remember, when it comes to travel, content may be king, but authentic storytelling. That's your secret weapon. Until next time, happy travels.